The biggest Czech steelmaker and its home city of Ostrava are concerned they could be hit by a major ownership upheaval in the European steelmaking sector, and the Czech government is keeping close tabs on talks surrounding the fate of ArcelorMittal Ostrava. Chris Johnston reports.
More than 1,600 kilometres separate the southern Italian port city of Taranto and the gritty eastern Moravian Silesian city of Ostrava. But the fate of the two are now closely bound, with global steel multinational ArcelorMittal seeking to acquire the massive Italian steelmaker Ilva and its steel plant on the heel of Italy. Part of the price of European Commission clearance for the deal looks like being the sell-off of other steelmaking capacity across the continent, including the Ostrava plant. And that's the source of major worries for Ostrava and for the Czech government. Brussels is worried that ArcelorMittal might simply control too much of European steel production, especially the flat products used to make everything from cars to the steel used in the construction sector. And although the sell-ups likely to demand it of ArcelorMittal are aimed at boosting competition, ownership changes are always risky, and the Czech government is particularly worried that a speculative investor might want to control the Ostrava steelmaker and not have its long-term interests at heart. That's one reason why the general manager of ArcelorMittal Ostrava, Ashok Patil, met with Czech Minister of Industry and Trade, Tomáš Hüner, and gave what assurances he could about the situation.
We assured the minister that even in a case of a divestment scenario, Ostrava Steel Works would continue to operate in full. There is no threat of reduction of capacity and related jobs. We agreed with the minister that we will be in close touch and work on the subsequent steps as we learn more from the decision. Of course, the subsequent steps would be supervised and we work under the guidance of the European Commission. But we will be in close touch with Honourable Minister to discuss the steps and have a constant dialogue.
Mr. Patil elaborated that one of Brussels' targets should be to see a thriving Ostrava Steelworks in whoever's hands it might end up.
When the Commission is reviewing the process of the remedy, they want to see more competition in the European market. So which means the investments or the divestments, the units under divestment, they need to run fully and be able to stand alone in the European market and compete.
The Ostrava Steelworks and its subsidiaries employ around 7,250, paying above average wages in a city and region still suffering from higher than average jobless rates. And the fate of other key local employers, such as coking coal producer OK There, are also closely tied to the steel plant. That's why Industry Minister Hina has created a team of experts to keep in close touch with developments affecting the steel plant. The key European Commission analysis of the divestments to mate in connection with ArcelorMittal's Ilva acquisition should be released on May 23rd.